We are joined here in the media center with the current number one qualifier in Top Fuel, Antron Brown. His second round of qualifying passed at 3.772 seconds at 324.83 miles per hour, secured that spot. Antron, talk about the day today.
I tell you what, man, when we came out that Q1, our Mack O'Toole boys, I think everybody, they just underestimated. Like, you know, we knew it was going to be a green track, but I tell you what, Jeff Foster and then Trace Safari and all the people that worked on this track, they made this track just top-notch. I mean, when we came out there, we were weak the first round. I think all the cars were weak because they were thinking about it was going to be that much traction. Then we just came back up that second round. We got it back close to being a normal setup. And I'm telling you what, that Mack O'Toole's US Only Toyota Papa John's car just went right down the racetrack, just smooth, easy, and it wasn't in any trouble. So the track looks really, really good. Tomorrow's going to be cooler. So we're just hoping that we can stay in the top half of the field. That's the game plan tomorrow. We're just going to keep on pressing on, trying to be better and better, and getting ready for Sunday, because this is a Ford-wide race, and we haven't been hitting our cue and our marks like we want to hit, and we hope in Vegas has always been a breakout race for us to do it. So we hopefully we can just carry suit like we did in previous year, and just take it one lap at a time and see if we can pull off a great race here on Sunday.
Questions from the media?
You're second in points, even though you haven't got a win yet. So how much does a weekend out here mean?
It'll be awesome here. I mean, the funniest part is we've been struggling and we're second place in points. So I'm just imagining what we could do once we hit our stride right. So, I mean, the first three races a year, we look at them right now, to be honest with you, feels that we looked at them, we could have won every single one of them. It's just we didn't execute what we know we're capable of. But we got a new crew chief with Brad, with our same crew chief that we have from before with Mark Oswald. And Kyle moved the car chief. So we have two guys that moved to different positions and a brand new guy on the team. So we're just trying to get that nucleus just gelling. And we're starting to get there. And we got a long season. And hopefully this could be a breakout race for us. And that's the game plan right now. It's just if we can just get our stride and get to where we need to be at, we can start plucking off some round wins. And if you get round wins, you know what happens after that? You get race wins. So that's the game plan right now.
AB, why do you guys always seem to hit their stride here in Las Vegas in the spring?
I don't know. You know, I think it's the fourth race in the season, and everybody's starting to – I think our team in general is just starting to get everything soaked in, where we're coming back, we start getting the car to do what we wanted to do, and we're bouncing back and forth, getting everything dialed in. I got all the cobwebs out of myself and get myself more comfortable for sure. You know what I mean? Where I'm starting to drive without thinking. The first three races, I'll tell you what, these fuel cars are like culture shock, man. They shock your soul. Takes you a few races to get in there where you're like, you could do it without thinking about it. You know what I mean? Like my butt cheeks were tight for the first three races. Now they're starting to loosen up a little bit. So hopefully I can keep on going like this and the team starts staying. What you laughing for, girl? So hopefully we just keep going and just do what we're supposed to do, because I know DSR in our Top Fuel ranks, we're starving for a win. So we got three great teams with Tony, Leah, and see what we can do, man. That's the game plan, is just to keep marching, and that's what we're doing.
All right, best of luck tomorrow, Amy.